Dalad Mal Cheshvan, Tuesday the 24th of October, Rabbi Dov Ber Cowan, Chochmas Avraham.
What do your voice say? So today is Dalad Mar Cheshvan, which is the Yotzeit today of the Eish Kodesh, the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe, Rabbi HaKadosh Rav Kolonos Kalman Shapira. Today is the Yotzeit of the Eish Kodesh, and I thought it would be pertinent today, and today's the 74th year since he was murdered by the Nazis. Yiroch Shemam. 74 years. In 1943, Dalad Mar Cheshvan, 1943, the Eish Kodesh was murdered by the Nazis in Yiroch Shemam. And so I thought it might be pertinent today to at least start off with an idea I saw in the Sefer Eish Kodesh. For those who aren't familiar with Piyaz Zetzner Rebbe, I'm sure most people are, but for those who maybe aren't familiar with the Eish Kodesh, the Piyaz Zetzner Rebbe, the Rebbe came from a illustrious line of tzaddikim. He was born in 1889 and became Rebbe Piyaz Zetzner in 1913. He's named the Eish Kodesh after this epic work, the drushes that he gave in Warsaw Ghetto over those years, 1940 through to 1943. And famously, he took those manuscripts of the drushes that were given in the ghetto. Apparently now, as some of us come together and has written in America, somebody has managed to, a historian, to find actually all the events that happened every single week in the ghetto and has made a connection between the events, actual historical events that were happening, and the droshes that the Rebbe was giving every Shabbos to show the connection between the themes he was choosing and the events that were happening. But he famously hid the manuscripts and he buried them underground, and he wrote a command at the front page and famously said that whoever finds these manuscripts, he says, there may no longer be any Jews left in Poland. But he says, I know there will be Jews left in Yerushalayim. That's the one place I know Jews will be left. There will be some Jews left in Yerushalayim. So please take these manuscripts to Yerushalayim and publish them. And this is exactly what happened after the war. In the ruins of the Warsaw Ghetto, an old milk canister was found with the manuscripts inside, and they were taken to Eretz Israel and published. And since then, every year since his passing, the works of the Piyaz Zetzner Rebbe, whether it's the famous work Chovas HaTalmidim, which was a sign of the way that the Rebbe revolutionized the concept of education of children, many of the other Sfarim as well. The Rebbe is a huge source of chizuk, even now, all these years after his passing or his murder. He's a huge source of inspiration for so many people. So I thought I'd put it today, Leilu Nishmas, of this great tzaddik, Zchuto Yegen Aleinu, it would be a good idea today to at least start off the shiur with an idea I saw in his Sefer, Eish Kodesh. The year was 1940, and it's Eish Kodesh and Parshas Noach. And there, the beginning of this drasha on that parsha, the Rebbe brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Kuf Dalad. It's the bottom of Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph. It goes then into Kuf Dalad Amud Beis. I'm not sure about Daf Yomi, but we might be doing some. We might be just a few days ahead of it, so this could be a trailer. You know, you get ready for Daf Yomi. You hear it here first. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin is the following: Tana Rabbanon, Ma'ase b'shnei bnei Adam, nishbu b'Har Carmel. There were two people that were kidnapped. Two Yidden were kidnapped in Har Carmel. Now they were walking, and the captor, the non-Jewish captor, was standing behind them and walking with them. One of them said to his friend, take a look in front of you. This camel that's walking here in front of us, he's blind in one eye. It's carrying here, you can see it's carrying two wine skins, two containers. Echad sheyayin, one of them is wine. Echad shoshem, one of them is oil. V'shneidin adam amenhigim oisah, these two people that are leading the train, so to speak, leading the camel train. Echad avad kochavim, echad yisrael. One is Jewish, one is non-Jewish. Amalem Shabbai, this captor who's listening, he's walking behind, he's listening. He turns to them and says the following: Am Kshei Oref, you stiff-necked people, you stubborn people. May not tell you anything, right? How do you know that? They answer back saying, Amar Loi, Gamal, this camel in front of us, Ma'asavim Shelefanea. It's eating from the grasses which are on the only one side, Mitzad Shiroeh, or Cheles. It's only eating from the side which it sees. Mitzad She'enareh, Eino Cheles. But there's obviously, it's never taking food from the other side of the road, so it can only see from one side, therefore it's only blind, it's blind in one eye, it can only see in one eye. Ve'tuna Shtei Noidos, it's carrying two containers, Echad She'yam ve'echad Shel Shemen, one is of oil and one is of water, of wine. How do we know? The drops of wine are dropping down and they're absorbing into the ground. The drops of oil are dripping down, but they're staying on the surface of the ground. Finally, when he and Raisa, these two people that are leading the camel train. How do we know? Well, the non-Jewish camel driver, when he needs the bathroom, he does it there on the road. He doesn't go anywhere. He just stands down the road and does it. Whereas the Israel Nifnelitzanim, the Jewish man has, as Rashi says, Motzanua, he goes to the side, he goes off the road, and finds himself there, and he goes to the bathroom on the side. Well, what does this Shabbai do? He hears what they say, and he's Radaf Acharein, he runs after this head of the camel train, he runs after them. Umatzak Kedvehem, and he found that these men were right, he found it was true. He came back and he kissed them on their heads. He brought them to his house. He made them a big feast. He started dancing in front of them. And he said the following: blessed is one who chose the Zaror, the seed of Avraham, and gave to them from his Chochmah. In every place they go, wherever they go, they become the sarim, they become the masters over those who had captured them, or those who were meant to be in charge of them. After that, they let them go back home. Cryptic Gemara. It's a cryptic Gemara for so many reasons. There's a lot to dig here, a lot to understand about what's going on. But I'd like to focus on two, maybe three main questions I have on this Gemara. To relate it to the Parsha, related to Avraham Avinu, related to, I guess, our everyday lives. So the first question is, why does the Shabbai respond to the assertions of these Jews that are on their way? You know, they're saying they've made a conclusion, they've observed that they made a conclusion. So he responds to them saying, Am Kshei Orefata, you're a stiff-necked, stubborn people. Doesn't really make sense if you think about it, if he thought that they were wrong. And they were stupid. He would say, you're an idiot people, you're a stupid people, you're ignoramuses. If he thought that they were brazen-faced and bold in making assertion, he'd say, you're such a bold people, you know, that you think you know all the truth, you think everything's with you. But strangely, he chose this lashon of ksheref, like, you're stubborn people. Where is the stubbornness involved in the fact that the yidden on their way to captivity are discussing what they can see and making observations? That's question number one. Question number two is, once he finds out they're correct, and he takes them home, makes them, you know, big suda, he's dancing, he's doing the whole... What does he say to them? Bless the one who chose the seed of Avraham Avinu. So my question is, why Dafka Avraham? Where is the connection between Avraham Avinu and what's this story? He could have said, Baruch Hashem Bachav, you know, Bezaro Shel Yaakov, anyone. Why does he choose Dafka Avraham?
First, he said the Avos.
Why Dafka Avraham? And even more so, just to maybe make the question a little bit more, to ramp up the question slightly, why does he talk about, he says, he gave to you, to the people, Mechochmasoi, from the wisdom of Avraham. Normally, when we discuss Avraham Avinu, we talk about the two main pillars that Avraham brought into the world, are the pillars of Chesed and the pillar of Emuna. These are the two main, I'd say, focus points that one refers to with Avraham Avinu, that he was the one who went, you know, we see from this week's Parsha, next week's Parsha, the Chesed of going out and and welcoming people into his home, etc. Chesed is one pillar. The other one is Emunah, that he was the one who really, I suppose, reintroduced or properly introduced the concept of one God to the people of the world. It's Chesed and Emunah, the two pillars of Abraham. We don't generally focus on the idea of Chochmas Abraham. It's not something that we would necessarily run to, the idea of Chochmas Abraham per se. Normally, Shlomo Melech is the one that would, as the Chacham Mechol Adam. Shlomo, why didn't he say, he gave, blessed is the seed of the Jewish people, and gave from them the Chochmah of Shlomo? Why Dafka Aharon Avinu? What's the connection between, number one, the Chochmah, at this point, Chochmah and Avram? And why Dafka, regarding this whole story, does it link to somehow Avram Avinu in himself? So question number one, why Ksheiref? Why Dafka stubborn? Number two, what's the connection Bichlal to Avram Avinu in this story? So as we go now into, I'm just trying to understand what's happening here. So the first port of call will be in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Marsha comes to explain to us why it seems to be that they are, he refers to them as an Am Ksheiref. Says the Marsha, "Avi ha'maaseh v'beis bnei adam v'chomer amar lehen am ksheoref." He says to them, "You are an am ksheoref." Why? Lefi shashibud v'galus mevi la'adam shemeshacheach chokhmasoi mimenoi. Normally, the pain, the suffering, the degradation of galus makes a person forget the chokhmah. You know, the fear, the suffering. A person normally will lose their chokhmah, will lose their wits, they will not be able to think properly, they'll become dull-headed, they won't be able to activate or to somehow connect to their chokhmah. Moshagadu va'avda chokhmav, this is the pasuk in Yeshayah, and the wise ones will lose their chokhmah. Therefore, what's he saying? He's walking in the derech. They're on their way to who knows where. They could be going to take them overseas. They're walking to captivity. Most people at that point will either be silent, or they will be talking about nourishkeit. But instead, these two yidden on their way, they're discussing, observing the world. They're making observations about what's happening, making deductions. Therefore, he turns to them, Amalei, he said to them, "Shatem kshei oref shelot yu nichnaim begaluschem umachzikim adayin atzmechem lechachamim." Says you're stubborn people because you don't submit to galus. Galus should mean that you submit to your masters and you're just silent and you don't say anything. Instead, even when you're going into galus, you're still talking b'chokhmah. You're still trying to clear sukkias. You're such a stubborn people. Why can't you just give in and submit and just be quiet? Instead, you have this stubborn nature to keep thinking that you can access chokhmah, that you're so wise and you're so clever. Or in Levim, he says here, you think yourselves as chachamim or Levim. How do you know this if you don't have chokhmah and nevuah? How would you know that this camel's blind in one eye, or that there's wine and there's oil, or that there's a Jew and non-Jew? How do you know we're way back here, they're over there? So this is the inyan of this kshis oref, this stubbornness that the Shabbai is referring to. We see here, by the way, this is of course something which is throughout the ages, this has stayed true to us, that throughout even the darkest times, throughout the most harrowing of our times, that the Yidden, they refuse to let go of the Chochmah, to refuse to let go of holding on to the Torah, to refusing to let go of a connection to wisdom. There's a story, pardon me, I'm sure many of you may have heard the story, it went around, I think, recently, from Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. Rav Asher Weiss, of course, his father, Rav Moshe Weiss, was a survivor. The story is that he was in the blocks there in Auschwitz, and he was in the barracks. Rav Asher Weiss tells a story about his own father and says that he was in the barracks, and he found out that the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zatzal, had arrived and was also in Auschwitz and was in the next barrack. So this Rav Moshe Weiss, who was only 17 at the time, he smuggled himself out of the barrack that he was in at night. And he went into the barrack of the Klausenberger, and somehow he swapped a place with somebody, and went into the barrack with the Rebbe. And in the morning, he went up to the Rebbe. He'd heard about the Rebbe. He never met him, but he'd heard about the incredible Chochmah, and this, he'd heard all about the Klausenberger Rebbe. So he went up to him in the morning, and he said to him, you know, Rebbe, I've had you here, I've smuggled myself in, and now I'm with you. So the Rebbe turned to him and said to him, well, what good is that going to do? So we're together, so what good is that going to do? So this Rav Moshe Weiss turned to him and said, no, Rebbe, now we're together, we can talk in learning. We can talk in learning together. And apparently, they said the Klausenberger had a nechama at that point, and they stayed together, and they spoke in learning, as much as they possibly could, throughout that time together. They stayed together, speaking, talking, and learning, because it's understanding that even in the darkest, most harrowing moments, the Yidden was still connecting to this Chochmah. So we see that even in the greatest nisyonos, in the greatest challenges, we're still addicted to Chochmah, we're still connected to Chochmah. This is the stubbornness, this is the Kshiyas Aref. And who better to personify this than Avraham Avinu? His whole life, says the Rebbe, the Piazzetta Rebbe, at the end of this piece that he writes, that the whole of Avraham Avinu's life is it's nisyonos. It's constantly serving Hashem. You know, we have a few parshas with Avraham. You know, we have the end of Noach, Lech Vayera, and Chayisara. So you can't imagine all these years of Avraham Avinu without a child, or in Ur Kasdim, and Nimrod, having to go down to Mitzrayim, all the challenges and the dark times in Avraham Avinu's life. Yeah, this stubbornness, the refusal to give in, rather to keep pushing. This is the embodiment. Keep pushing and keep going, even in the darkest times. He's stubborn, even though the whole world is against him. Even though the whole world is telling him he's wrong. Even though he's going out trying to teach and trying to bring out Yedias Hashem in the world. Everyone tells him he's Meshuggah. This is Avraham Ivru. This is the whole idea of Avraham standing against the whole world. Everyone's on one side, he's on the other. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Lamed Gimel Chav Dalet. The pasuk's talking about another Indian, about actually the arrogance of the Jewish people at the time who were worshipping idols. But there's a small phrase there, Echad Haya Avraham. Avraham was one. And in fact, Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Moran actually has a piece on this. It's very small, but it's so powerful. He says there, She'Avraham Avad Hashem, Rak Al Yedei Shehaya Echad. He served Hashem because he saw himself as Echad, as one. He thought he was the only one in the world. He didn't look at anybody else. So they were trying to stop him from serving. He didn't look at his parents, his father, or any other people trying to stop him. He saw himself as being Echad Ba'olam. He was the only person in the world. There was no one else to stop him. Goes in further detail. We see, this is the koach, this is the stubborn nature, this is the kshias oref of Avraham ha'ivru. And therefore we already start seeing a connection somehow between this idea of being stubborn b'chokhmah. We already start seeing a connection with Avraham Avinu and the life of Avraham Avinu. But let's take it a little deeper, go a bit further. We see that the expression of stubbornness is a neck. That they have a stubborn, stiff-necked people. What is the neck? What is the role of the neck? What does the neck do? It's brought down in so many places, in many Sforim, Sifrei Chavetz Chassidus, and other places as well. The Gra talks about this in his Perish and Shirashim. The idea is that the neck is that channel, it's that bridge between the Moach and the Lev. It's between thoughts, which can only sometimes remain in potential, and the concept of being able to put it out into Maisa, into action via the Lev. It's the connecting point, it's the bridge. Things stay only in the mind, it's potential, that's fine, but nothing ever comes of it. The neck is that place, it's the bridge. Of course, the neck is the place at the front, where we have Koch HaDibor, which is, if anything, it's the place where one puts into action those things that are inside, those things that are latent and in Machshava. One can put those things through the Garon, through the neck, this comes into being. One can connect. One connects Shemayim Va'aretz, one connects everything together via the neck, via this bridge, which is, this is the stiff neck people that we refuse to give in and to sever that connection. So we have to ask now the question, what's so unique, Mechudash, regarding Avraham Avinu? What was so special? I call this class now Chochmas Avraham. We ask the question, is Chochmas Shloimoy, is Chochmas anyone else? What was so special about the Chochmas Avraham Dafka? We have Shem Ve'eva. We know Shem Ve'eva. We're going to see in a couple of weeks' time. They lived at the same time as Avraham Avinu. There was a yeshiva there. So when Yaakov went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, he didn't sleep, didn't eat, 14 years. There was Chochma in the world. There was Chochma that existed. There was Chochma Elokis. There was an understanding of God that did exist in the world. So what was it that was so special about Chochmas Avraham? And to understand this, we're going to go to the Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Tetzayin Amabes. The Gemara there discusses, the famous Gemara that discusses, what does it mean when it says that Hashem Beirach Avraham Bekoil? The discussion, what was Bekol? So one says it was he didn't have a daughter. He did have a daughter. Then Rav Elazar Modai says that he had it's tagniyos, it's astrology. The Belibo, he had this chokhmah, it seems, in his heart. Along comes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that Rashbi Omer Evin Toiva Hayisal Avram Tuluya Betzavaroi. There was a special jewel, there are some niskas that call it Margalis. There was a special jewel of an Evan Toiva that was suspended onto the neck of Avraham. We see already a connection with the neck. It could be anywhere, it could be in his head, on his crown. Dafka on the neck of Avraham, there was a special jewel that was suspended there. And anyone that looked at it would be healed. The Rashba on this Gemara says the following. Rashba says, Evan Toiva Shahita Tuluya Batsava Inyanoi, what's this inyan of this Evan Toiva? Ki Avraham Avinu Haya Chacham Ashalem Bidiasoi Vinidbak Sikhloi Bechokma Hativis Bechokma Haelokis. He was the one who was Nidbak, who brought together Chokma Elokis, which we would probably for intents and purposes refer to as a godly wisdom and understanding, I say interpretation of the word theology, but the idea, the concept of understanding God and His works and what Hashem is, he married that together with Chokma Hativis, with a understanding of the workings of this world. He infused that Chokma Elokis with, he took Shemayim and he brought it together with Oretz. Whereas Shem Ve'eva, they had a yeshiva, you didn't eat, you didn't sleep. Avraham Avinu is planting, Vaita Avram Eshel, Achila, Shtia, Lina. Avraham Avinu is involved in Achila, he's involved in feeding people, he's involved in this world, he's involved in bringing the Aretz and the Shemaim together. He's making a connection between Chokhmah Elokis and the Chokhmah Tivis and Chokhmah Elokis. This is Avraham Avinu, this is the Chokhmah Davka of Avraham, a connection, bringing everything together. He's the first one to do that. He's the first one to really megala Hashem through the world, in this world. That's what Avraham is doing, that's his Chokhmah. Maskim This is, says the Rashba, this is why it refers to the previous Mandalma, which is Rabbi Elazar Modai, who said it's Tagniyos Gdoila Yisal Avraham, that he had this astrology somehow, that everyone came to ask him. They wanted to ask him about his knowledge because he had this incredible Chokhmah Tivis. He could see the world and understand everything that was going on. He had a complete and an utter hekef of everything that was happening in the world. This was the Chokhmah that everyone came to speak to him about. This is when Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, Margalis Toiva, Evan Toiva, Margalis Toiva, Tulia Betzavora. There was this stone, this beautiful stone was on his neck. Aloima, to say. Shehinhig vehilgu vehimshich elav talmidim harbeh betzavaroi. By his neck, he brought the people closer. The way he did his kirv, the way he was able to makarav and bring people close to Hashem was via his tzavaroi. He says retono bidiburoi, with his lash, with his speaking, with his words. He through the neck, via the neck, he was bringing people together. Anyone who saw this stone would be healed. What he's talking about here, he wasn't talking about physical ailments. Not says the Rosh, but it wasn't talking about someone that had a bad back or, you know, even then it's an interesting discussion. What the Choli was, Tosfos discusses it. But what was it, he says here, Ki kishelamdam elu ha'inyanim ve'emesosam Gayarin, people would convert. It was a spiritual choile. People who had no connection, they would come close, they would see the stone, and they would megaya, they would convert to the belief in one God. As we know from Ma'aseh Nefesh, Asher Asu b'Charan, all the souls that Avraham Avinu brought together in Charan. We see here that the Chochmas Avraham is the Chochmah of being able to connect. It's the neck, connecting Shomayim v'Aretz, bringing it together. This is specifically his Chochmah. So I didn't see this anywhere. I tried, I looked. I thought perhaps I could mention that it's interesting to maybe connect it back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin as we come now, trying to tie things together. Take it back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We see, what is this Shabbai, right? This captor. He's getting all upset. He's all angry. Because they're talking in Chochmah. That's what, according to the Marsha, his problem is they're talking about Chochmah. They're discussing how you're so stiff-necked, you think you're so clever, you're talking Chochmah. What were they discussing? They weren't discussing physics, they weren't discussing chemistry, they weren't discussing theology, they weren't discussing Masim Merkava, they weren't discussing the greater concepts of mathematics. What was it they were discussing? What was the Chochmah he got so angry about? Because they observed, and they looked, and they saw there's a camel, and he's only eating from one side. They made a conclusion from the Olam HaTiv'i, from this world. They say, you see, he's doing this, therefore he must be blind in one eye. And you see that this liquid is dropping, and it's absorbing, and this liquid is dropping, and it's floating. This must mean there must be wine and oil. And they see there's one person who's going off to the side and going to the bathroom, and one guy's going and staying on the thing. This must mean, he's observing and seeing, this must mean that they are, one's a Jew, one's not a Jew. The Chochmah that the Shabbai was so angry about is dafka a Chochmah of observing the world, of seeing the world, of making conclusions. This dafka is the Chochmah that he was so upset about. So we see, perhaps, that this could be the connection. Why, when he takes them back to his house, he's dancing for them, he's making a suda for them, he's going so excited. Baruch Asher Bachar B'Zarah Shel Avraham Davka. Avraham is the one who was the first really to go into this world and draw out Hashem and Yediyas Hashem Davka in this world. He had this Chochma Tivis that he married together, Davak B'Chochma Elokis B'Yachad via the neck. So this maybe bring it together in conclusion. So we had the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Piezetz, the Rebbe, brings at the beginning of his man. And the Gemara there, the Shabbai is angry, calls them Amkshei Oref. We asked why Amkshei Oref. So we see the Maharsha told us Amkshei Oref is the stiff-necked, stubborn refusal to let go of Chochmah. To let go of Chochmah. Ah, so why does he mention Avraham Avinu at the end? Because Avraham Avinu, Davka Avraham, is the one we see who was the first one to marry together. Says the Rashba, Chochma Elokis and Chochma Tivis, he's the first one to bring that together, which links back to the story, as we saw. It links back to the story where we have the actual things that these two captors are discussing are things that in the name of this world they bring together. This is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the one who is not just Vayadat Hashem, it's also it brings those two things together. And so we see that this is the milah of Jewish people, that we refuse to give in at all times. I mentioned the Rebbe at the beginning. And, so he says, finishing off his piece there, Meish Kodesh v'zeh shamar lehem ha-Shabbai, and the Shabbai turns to him and says, Amkshei Oref, mein atem yodim, keloimah, hein kvash shamar shi Yisrael Amkshei Orefu. He knew that the Jewish people were stubborn people. Al kol kach kashe Oref, shegam betzavassam yuchlu la'avoid, gam b'chokma lo yada. It's so stubborn that even in the darkest places, in the hardest places, we still serve Hashem through Chokma. He didn't know. So just as the Rebbe, for the last moments, the Rebbe, he was in the Travinki camp, and he had the chance to escape, and he refused to escape. He stayed with his Hasidim to the end, and he was murdered, al Kiddush Hashem. And today again, this is your site, this is the Shamash Aliyah, and we should all be inspired to understand and remember this message from the Rebbe, this message from the Gemara. We will never give in. We are stubbornly connected to Chochmah, and we are stubbornly connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thank you.